technology is great until you have to set it all up. So, pardon my my silence here for just a moment. I would invite you to turn in your Bibles over to the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 6. And I want to pose the question to you, do you ever feel burned out? I think that's a phrase that maybe has come about more recently. I don't know, maybe it's been around longer than I realize, but the notion of being burned out, at least in terms of medical kinds of studies and labeled as sort of a medical or a psychological term, the idea of being burned out is I think, a common one today. And I don't know necessarily what the medical kind of definition would be for that term, even if there is one. But what I'm talking about, and what I imagine most of us would be talking about if we speak of being burnt out, is something like this. We just feel spent. We just feel maybe overwhelmed or overcome with some kind of feeling of obligation to do something. And things just become so monotonous, and we do things over and over and over again. Maybe something like, we feel something like that burnt out match that's burned all the way down to the very end of the tip until it can't burn anymore, right? You just say, I can't do anymore. I'm burned out. Burnout can be felt in all kinds of situations, and I think we feel that in various areas of our life from time to time. I think it's really common to talk about burnout in work these days. People feel burned out in their jobs. They feel like they're in a dead end and they can't go any further. Even in schoolwork, young people, I think, feel burned out. Or adults who are going through adult education programs can just feel burnt out of that. Even in our home lives, our marriages, our parenting, all of this can feel, we can come to feel burned out as a result of some of these things. But what I want to suggest to you this morning for just a few minutes is that we can at times feel burnt out even in the church setting. We can feel burned out in our work for the Lord as Christians, particularly in the work of the local church. I'll share a secret with you. This may not be a secret, but I'll share it with you anyway. Sometimes preachers feel burnt out. Sometimes preachers, even though they work among God's people and have what I think is probably one of the greatest works that could ever be done, preachers sometimes experience this burnout in the work of the church. But I don't think preachers are alone in that. I think Christians as a whole can feel burnt out in their work for the Lord. And I would imagine that at some point in your life, at one point or another, you've probably felt that kind of feeling in your work for God, whether it be work you do for this local church or just the constant grind as you try to get through temptation and the struggle with sin. And at one point or another, I would be willing to wager that you've probably thrown up your hands and said, I just can't do it anymore. In my own life, I suppose I can see three reasons why I feel burned out from time to time. And I don't know if this is true for everyone, but in my own life, as I look at times that I've felt overwhelmed or overcome or just spent, the times that happens, it's because oftentimes the goal that I'm trying to achieve seems overwhelming. It seems like it's just, I can't ever get there. The work at times can feel monotonous, like I'm just doing the same things over and over and over and nothing else, nothing is working or getting done. And that's really where we come at this kind of feeling of burnt out. The monotonous work that we do doesn't seem to get us any closer to that overwhelming goal. I don't know if you can relate to these kinds of feelings, but if you can, I want you to know that you're not alone. The question I want to ask is, how can we overcome that? How can we overcome burnout in the church? How can we overcome burnout in our lives as Christians? I want to turn to Galatians chapter 6, and I just want you to notice Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And I want this to be an encouragement to you this morning. And I don't know if my slides are ever going to work. Nikki, I may ask you to go back there and just push for me. My slides aren't working up here. They're not complicated slides, but we'll figure that out. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Paul writes this in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. He says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Don't grow weary in doing good. Don't stop when you feel like you can't go on anymore. Paul's encouragement is to keep on keeping on. I just want to encourage you with four areas of life that I think we as Christians need to not grow weary in doing good. The first is this, and it's right there in Galatians chapter 6. Nick, if you'll push that next button for me, we'll pull up that point. It's right here in Galatians chapter 6. I want to encourage you not to grow weary in serving other people. I think that's really what Paul is talking about in Galatians chapter 6 when he says, do not grow weary in doing good. Do you ever burn out of serving other people? Maybe you feel like you have provided help time and time again to people, whether it be financial help or physical help or emotional support or whatever it is, whether it's people inside the church or outside the church, and you just feel like you are giving, giving, giving constantly to the point that you just throw up your hands and say, I can't do it anymore. You just feel burnt out, maybe actually financially spent or physically or emotionally spent. This is what Paul seems to specifically be addressing in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 when he says that we should not grow weary in doing good. I want you just to read the surrounding verses with me for a moment. They're in verse 6. He says, the one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. On the whole, this addresses physical provisions that we need to be providing for specific people. At first, Paul gives us the specific direction to share physically with those who teach you spiritually. Feed the preacher, right? I'm not going to preach on that today, but that's what Paul says. Feed the preacher. At the end, though, he moves from this really specific instruction to care physically for those who feed you spiritually to this really generic instruction to do good to all men, there in verse 10. Between these two examples of feeding the preacher and doing good to all men, Paul provides this instruction. Verse 7, whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. I think this is Paul's point. If you give yourself to serve if you give yourself to serve yourself, if you just spend yourself on yourself, you will be living a very self-serving existence. But if you give yourself to the service of others, you will reap bountiful spiritual blessings. You reap what you sow. So Paul says, don't grow weary in sowing good for other people. Don't stop serving others. Feed generously those who feed you spiritually. And in fact, feed all men generously. It's easy to burn out when giving yourself to others, when serving others again and again and again. But Paul says, do not grow weary in doing good. Don't lose heart, brethren. Keep going. Let me share with you a second area where we need to not grow weary in doing good. We need to not grow weary in standing for truth, Paul says. Do you ever feel burned out when you're standing for truth? When it's hard to take a stand for some truth with the culture around us, you say, well, there's just no use. There's no use in standing for truth because the culture around us is so oppressive, the culture around us is so anti-Christian and anti-God that it doesn't do any good if we make a stand. At times we can feel so burned out that we don't feel like we can keep standing for truth any longer. Although this isn't exactly what Paul was talking about in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, I think there he was talking about doing good to all men, doing good physically, serving others. Paul does talk about this in the book of Galatians, the need to stand firm in the truth. For instance, over in Galatians chapter 1, look at Galatians chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. Paul says to the Galatians, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed. On several occasions, Paul confronts Christians for not standing up for truth. And here again, in Galatians chapter 1, that's what Paul does. He says, what are you doing? You've fallen from the truth. You've fallen from the gospel. The Galatians had left for a different gospel by presumably pressure from those false teachers who had come in. And they had grown burned out of standing for the truth. They couldn't do it anymore. When the pressure mounts ever higher all around us, we may feel unable to stand for the truth any longer, like we just can't do it. But do not grow weary in doing good. Don't grow weary in standing for the truth. Keep going. Remember, it was Jesus who said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, that the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Do not grow weary in serving the brethren. Do not grow weary in standing for the truth of the gospel. Here's a third area where we need to not grow weary in doing good. Do not grow weary in sharing the gospel. Don't grow weary in sharing the gospel. Do you burn out when it comes to evangelism? How often do thoughts like these creep into our minds? Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares about the gospel. Nobody cares what the gospel says. Nobody's interested in Christ or his death or anything about the Bible. Maybe it's a thought like this. Have you ever thought these kinds of thoughts? Those methods never work in sharing the gospel. Door knocking, it never works. Running ads, it never works. Going out, asking people for Bible studies, it never works. You say, we've tried it, and it just never works. Those kinds of ideas creep into our mind, right? Maybe we think about all the kids we're losing. We just say, oh, we're just losing all of our young people to the world. What are we going to do? How do we move on? And over time, we may just stop trying altogether because we've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, and we just get burnt out on sharing the gospel. I want to remind you of something. This is a truth that we always need to keep in front of us, and it is a truth that I will always remind you of. Successful evangelism has very little to do with your abilities and everything to do with the gospel's power. In Romans chapter 1, Paul calls the gospel God's power to salvation. It's not your ability to present it. It's God's ability to change hearts with it. And isn't that exactly what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul spoke about those who have a role in this salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, down in verse 5, he says, what then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. We play a role in evangelism. We have work to do in evangelism, and we need to do our job to the best of our ability. But ultimately and finally, it is God who provides increase to our feeble efforts. It remains difficult to be shot down again and again and again, though. It's hard to be told that people aren't interested. It's hard to present the gospel over and over again, and people just turn away from it. But brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. I know it can burn us out. I know it can become overwhelming and monotonous. But don't grow weary. Keep sharing the gospel with others. Let me share a fourth and final point here with you about an area in our life where we need to not grow weary. We need to not grow weary in serving the church. You ever grow weary in serving the church? The same people often do the same things over and over and over and over in the church. And maybe that's you. Maybe you say, you know, I've been doing this thing. I've been doing this thing forever here, and I'm just done with it. I'm tired. I'm burnt out. I've been teaching this class forever. I've been preparing the communion forever. I've been doing signing cards, whatever it is. I've been teaching class, you know, leading singing. I'm doing it forever, right? You just get burnt out. Maybe you feel tired. And maybe you feel worn down out of working for the Lord in the church. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16, Paul wrote this.
He said that the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. We need to understand that the body grows when everybody plays their role and works together. And I know it can be hard to keep going when it feels like you're the only one pulling your weight. But understand this, that when you are pulling the weight that you can pull in the church, when you are doing the things that you can do in the church, it's a work that is bigger than yourself. It's work that is not for you, necessarily. It's not really even a work that's for us here, but it's a work for the increase and the growth of Christ's body. It's a work that's bigger than ourselves. Even in the mundane, even in the everyday tasks in the church, where we get to feeling run down and overwhelmed, do not grow weary in doing good. There's certainly more that we could say about the concept of burnout in the church. And maybe in the future we'll present a lesson on how to avoid that burnout in the first place. Maybe that'd be a good place to start. But for now, I just want to encourage you, whatever you're doing, wherever you happen to be feeling worn down or spent or tired, I want to encourage you to keep going. I want to encourage you not to grow weary in doing good, because you're not alone in your work, and your work is bigger than the issues that you face. Brethren, let's do good to one another by serving one another. Don't grow weary. If you need help with that, if you need encouragement from the saints, if you need to have your life built up by God's people, we want to have an opportunity for that. We want to encourage you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you need to come to Christ initially and understand the rest that He promises, not that it's going to be light and easy work, but He promises us rest in comparison to the weight of the world. If you want to experience what the rest and the peace of Christ is, the spiritual peace that He offers, we want to have an opportunity to sit down and study with you. If you know what you need to do to make your life right with God, though, now would be an appropriate time to come and let us know how we can help you with that. If you have needs, why don't you come as we stand and as we sing a song of encouragement.